Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Dressed. It's your host, Liv Perez. Doing this episode is probably one of my favorite ones of the year. We started doing them last year because my DMs were getting flooded with people asking me just for really great basics every time a new season rolled around. So like it would be going from like winter to spring and I'd get like, hey, Liv, I am turning over my closet, new season, and I need that like perfect pair of black sandals. Or hey, Liv, like what's the new jean style I should be wearing as we're heading into summer? So after I started getting a lot of those, I was like, you know what? We should be doing an episode every quarter that covers like the 10 new items that you need for the new season. You guys love them, so I'm so happy to be back and doing this one again. And of course, covering all things spring. This is that week in the year where I get that really uncomfortable itch that I have like too many things in my house. I swear, I don't know if this is like a human normal thing or if it's like a female body clock, earth, sun coming out finally with like daylight savings, something. But I will literally wake up one day like mid-March and then I'll also do the same thing like mid-October and I will like be in an emotional frenzy that like feels itchy where I'm like, I need to clean out every drawer in my house. My fiance knows when it's happening. He knows to leave me alone. Like he's like, I'm going golfing. Bye. Like doesn't want to be anywhere near me, but it's a real thing. And I literally will do just that. I will go through every drawer, our nightstand drawer, our bathroom drawers, the drawers of like all the random things that you have in your house as an adult, like things for mailing and postage stamps and like things to screw a light bulb in. And I will be like, are we using this? Is this junk and something we like ordered from Amazon and have never used? Okay, bye. Like I am one of those people who is really good about understanding the things that we need and either like donating or throwing out things that are just like causing excess in my house. I truly don't know why I do this. I always say that it's like one of those things that like as I progress in life, move into another house, eventually hopefully one day have children, that it will just make my life like 10 times easier because I just won't be accumulating things. And I also make the joke that I am that person who also will never have an attic. Like I just don't want a place to store all the random junk that I swear will keep me up at night. Like I will sit in bed and be like, I need to organize the attic. What's in there? Why do we have those things? Like, do I need it? I don't know. So I try to keep only the things that we need and are using in my house at all times. And honestly, if you're not in this habit, it's super refreshing. I highly recommend doing it. We did an episode last year about how to clean out your closet, and I'm going to be covering that again, but this time on Instagram. So look out for that on my feed. I'm going to be doing an entire deep dive on my best tips and tricks to clean out your closet. So this is the perfect time to be doing that. Look, you guys don't need to do your whole space. Like, don't have to do your whole house like me. But this is the perfect time to clean out your closet. And just kind of go through everything. Look at the pieces you're wearing a lot. And I have a rule. If you see pieces in your closet that you haven't worn for a full year, so you've gone through all the seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall, and you haven't worn it, it's time to give it a new life. So in the spirit of clean out season, really excited to be bringing you guys 10 things that we all should be either pulling out of our closets if we're not wearing them, maybe buying if you feel like it, and just paying attention to for the new spring season. I'm going to go through all 10 of them. We've got a really great color, the new shoe of the season, the new denim cut of the season. So take notes. Let's dive in. So the first thing that's coming to mind is a color of the season that I feel like I wasn't seeing a lot. And then all of a sudden, I literally saw everywhere. And it was a very slow progression. Like, I feel like I started to see this color a little bit last September during the spring, summer 2024 shows. And now I've seen it a lot more, of course, as those pieces from the runway are starting to go to market. And that is blue. I am seeing different shades of blue all over fashion right now. There's, of course, always a color of the season. I feel like last year was butter yellow. We were all really obsessed with this, like, buttery, chic yellow. And I feel like that happened when Elsa Hosk put out that Helsa trench coat that sold out immediately. And I honestly am still trying to get my hands on because it was just so good. It was like this buttery, rich, like sleek yellow, obsessed. And of course, this year, I think of any of the blues, like shade of blues, it's a pale blue. And I know this isn't like shocking. I feel like when spring rolls around, it's always a pastel. Like pastels for spring, super groundbreaking. But I think blue is having a moment in general. I actually was just reading an article on Vogue about some spring trends, and icy blue was a color that they were talking about. This lighter shade of blue, a powder blue, an icy blue has really been popping up everywhere for me. If that's not your color, not your shade, do not worry. I still think that the darker, richer shades of blue are everywhere. So I would just focus on bringing blue back into your wardrobe. Now, again, as I mentioned, I remember seeing blue kind of creep into the fashion universe last season. So last September at Fendi Spring Summer 2024, there was this beautiful kind of pale blue motif throughout the clothing. And then this season, I think one of the most memorable looks from Fall Winter 2024 was at the Miu Miu show. There was a look that went down the runway, this kind of like rich royal blue dress that went down the runway, long black gloves, which you guys know I love, a string of pearls around the model's neck, sunglasses. It was very chic and very cool. And I think that photo has been tossed around a lot on social media because the color was just so interesting and such a statement. And I think that really was the moment that solidified blue because I have seen it literally everywhere. Olivia Culpo just came out with a swim line a few days ago, and half of the collection is baby blues. Versace just dropped a few gorgeous gowns that I've seen all over my Instagram. And of course, they're blue. And I've seen so many creators that I love bring blue into their wardrobe. For example, Jordan Sloan, who's a good friend of mine, and I love her fashion content. She posted a reel of some outfits she's been wearing lately, and she was wearing these like amazing black pants with a boot and this gorgeous royal blue sweater that like honestly made the outfit. I was like, this is just like a great, seamless, everyday look. Everybody has a pair of great black trousers in their closet. And just to make it a little bit cooler and on season, throw in that blue sweater. If you are someone listening right now and you don't have anything blue in your closet, I always think a really good place to start is, one, a sweater. Of course, I say go to Polo Ralph Lauren. They always make the best cable knits, and they're at a pretty good price point. I also love Guest in Residence, which you guys know, and they also have a beautiful blue. So if you want something that's just like kind of easy breezy, you can throw it on with jeans or black pants, go for a sweater first. I also really love a blue button-down for both men and women. Actually, for men in the spring, I think a way to kind of make a suit feel different, especially for wedding season coming up, instead of wearing a white button down with a black suit, make it blue. I've always loved that style. I think it's really cool and different and can really show off your personal style. For women, I have a blue button down that I wear all the time. It's from Anine Bang, who I think makes great button downs, a little bit oversized, kind of cool. Some other great button downs, Jenny Kane, Favorite Daughter, Gap, Revolve, so many places to get a great blue button down. If you're looking for something a little bit more editorial, fashion heavy, Tove Studio, which is a brand that I love, has this really cool top called the Vita Gathered Top. It's a sleeveless drape top in this like beautiful icy blue color, kind of the color that we've been talking about that is specifically on trend. So again, if you want to be a bit more fashion forward, the Tove Studio top is definitely the way to do it. That's a bit pricier in the $700 range, so definitely an investment. Personally, I love the blue. I feel like it's not something we see that often. Like, I feel like I'm always talking about reds or yellows or hot pink, which I'm really glad we're past after the years of Valentino Pink and Barbie. I'm excited to be looking at other colors. I think we're going to see a lot of people at weddings wearing blue. I think we're going to see it a lot more on the red carpet. I even just saw Kaia Gerber wear this beautiful Alaïa bright blue dress to the premiere of Palm Royale. So I think it's here to stay. Okay, next, which actually was on my spring list last year, we're bringing it back because this piece has just been persevering in fashion and really having a moment, and that's the trench coat. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw last week I was posting my Attire by Xenia Adance trench coat. I wear this trench all the time. Also happens to be like a powder blue. So if you are looking to knock out two really great trends for spring in one piece, definitely look at the Attire trench. I love Xenia. I love this brand. It's all sustainably made, all very thoughtful. great kind of everyday staples, but with a fashionable edge because that's Xenia. She's going to make sure that it's something you wear every single day, but also look really cool in and never get sick of. And that's why I love shopping attire. It's currently linked on my Instagram on my closet highlight. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out there. I think the reason trenches are having a moment is because in this whole era and like maybe death rattle of quiet luxury, I think it's become really utilitarian, really sleek, and can really make an outfit pretty chic on its own. Like when I'm traveling, whether it's to Europe or New York, I usually am in sweatpants, like a sweatsuit, and I throw my trench coat over it and kind of belt it and buckle it while I'm traveling. And I look really good and I look really refined and put together. The pockets make it super easy to travel in. And I think that ethos and like the essence of that trench has just carried into everyday life. In LA, you know, obviously we have beautiful weather, but on those days where there's a light breeze, everyone's in a trench. And I also think what's really cool about a trench is, sure, we all want that like classic khaki trench, right? But everyone can really do their own twist on it. I was at a Summer Fridays event last week and I saw Tanya Saren in this really cool blue trench coat from Delcor. Again, another moment where someone we all love was wearing blue. And it was so uniquely her. So I think there's a lot of room to play with your personal style in a trench coat. So many options. If you are new to the trench world and you don't want to invest in an expensive one, mine is actually from Gap. And I have been wearing it. I've had it for about a year and a half and I wear it all the time. It was under $200, that classic khaki shape. I sized up so it was a little bit baggier on me, but you can of course get true to size. Just a really great closet buy if you're someone who isn't living in like extreme weathers and actually needs like a utilitarian trench. This is just like a great flight fashion trench. I also really love the ones from Reformation. And if you're going to splurge, I would say go to YSL. I am like, those YSL trenches I think are my Roman Empire. I think about them all the time. I think my other Roman Empire would maybe be like, where are all of those like lost sunglasses that I've lost over the years? Like I've like lost 3 pairs on vacation and like I lost one on an airplane. Like, where are they? Do you think someone just has them? I don't know. I think about that all the time too. But yes, the YSL trench is definitely on my list of Roman Empires because I think we're allowed to have multiple. It has this like incredible shoulder pad, which you guys know I love, really strong buttons, and the silhouette that it gives you is just so high fashion and so chic. Also, as we're going into spring and summer, I know that this is a very unique to LA thing. I'm not going to say this for my New York friends because I know that this, what I'm about to say, will probably be short-lived within the weather. With a trench coat, I really recommend mixing things that don't feel wintry. I love to wear a trench coat with a pair of like linen shorts and loafers or even, you know, a mini skirt. I feel like trench obviously gives winter, but that doesn't mean that the things you match it with need to give that as well. So if you have a pair of linen shorts, I love my white ones from Reformation. Put them on with a white tee, throw on your khaki trench, maybe a pair of flats, ballet flats, or a loafer, and take that out for a spin. Because again, it's a great way to kind of move you from winter to spring. It doesn't have to be like all strictly winter, because I've always found that when I'm mixing seasons like that is when I really kind of find what my look is for that next upcoming season. Okay, another jacket for number 3, a fitted jacket. Now, I have oversized jacket fatigue right now. Like truly, and I took like a big breath right now because I had this experience the other day. I was like wearing jeans, going out with friends, and I have this oversized leather jacket that I love. It's definitely in my like top 10 favorite pieces in my closet. And I went to go put it on and I was like, yeah, I'm so not in the mood for this right now. Like I'm not in the mood to feel oversized and I want something fitted and I want a little bit more of a silhouette and I don't want it to feel as like heavy on me. And I think I'm not the only person that's feeling that kind of oversized jacket fatigue. I'm sure some of you are like, what do you mean by a fitted jacket? I mean a blazer, but that's like fitted to your body. So I'm gonna give you guys like a visual reference right now. Go on my Instagram and look at the post that's on my feed where I'm wearing a black blazer and holding the Dior bag. If you watch the video, you can see when I'm putting on that blazer that it hugs me in like all the right places. It could literally be a top if you wanted it to. By the way, it is acting like a top in that photo. I'm not wearing anything underneath. So it's not a blazer that like you leave open with a shirt underneath and like drapes by the sides and is a little bit longer. This is a jacket that's a little bit shorter. So it acts like a top. The one that I'm wearing in that video is the Dior bar jacket. And actually what I found so interesting after I posted that was how many people were hitting me up asking for that specific jacket. further proving my theory that I think we're about to enter fitted jacket era. I think at the end of the day, everybody wants to get up in the morning and just look really good and make it be easy. And I think the fitted jacket is an easy way to do that. It's really refined and polished, hugs you in all the right places. You can wear it to the office, you can wear it to drinks, and it just looks really tailored and effortless. Now, the Dior bar jacket is definitely an investment. It's $5,000. It's definitely an investment piece for your closet, but it's one of those wardrobe staples that, in my opinion, I will for sure pass down to my kids. However, I, of course, have found you guys some dupes. I love Favorite Daughter. They have so many great pieces. And the Diana jacket is really similar in shape to the Dior bar jacket. It has a little bit more of a scoop neck, which I really like. I think is very feminine and pretty. And is about $350. Aritzia also has really great ones. And so does Reformation. I have a few of theirs. And I love wearing them with jeans when I wake up in the morning and I'm in a rush and just have no idea what to wear. Foolproof outfit. Also, what's really fun about the fitted jacket, kind of like the trench, I think you can have a lot of fun with it. I have a second fitted jacket in my closet that is vintage. I got it from a vintage store in New York called No Standing NYC. And it's a vintage Mugler fitted jacket that also came with a skirt. It's gray. It has these gorgeous silver buttons and then a contrast collar. The collar's white, which I love. I think that gives a really vintage, cool feel to it. So if you can find a fitted jacket that also has like cool elements to it, that's a fun way to incorporate it into your closet if you're not looking for something simple and black. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this style. I actually opened up my phone an hour ago and saw Who What Wear did a story on fitted jackets being the new thing. So I think we all have the same idea. Okay, number four, the satin mule. The Prada show last season, so in September, spring, summer 2024, one of my favorite Prada shows ever done. It was the Prada show with all the organza dresses that looked like they were blowing in the wind. I recently wore one. And it was definitely another one of those fashion bucket list moments. It's just so beautiful and so romantic. And we'll actually get to that dress a little later in the episode. But in that collection, there were these beautiful satin mules that were green and orange and were incredible pops of color. I actually also saw satin mules at the last Altuzarra show, also in September for spring, summer 24. They also had these green satin mules. The Prada ones are definitely on the more expensive side. They're $1,000, but I recently found a pair that I love from Jeffrey Campbell, and they have them in literally every single satin color you could ever wish for. They are under $200, so a really great dupe. They have them in blue, orange, green, black. I got them in green because I really wanted to emulate the trend and just love the way they pop in my closet. They're really cute with just your great basics. Like, I have a friend who I see wear her orange ones all the time with like a navy button down and navy trousers, and the navy and the orange is just so cute. I wear mine with like jeans and a sweater, and that pop of green just kind of makes the outfit and feels really colorful and fun. I also think, again, with springtime, there's always a lot of pastels, a lot of florals, things like that. This is a really great moment to bring in some color into your wardrobe that actually feels like a pop. Again, they're from Jeffrey Campbell. They're called the Esmeralda shoe, I think, and they're just such a good dupe if you're looking for a satin mule. Number five is a braided tote. I think since Bottega Veneta came out with the Hot Bag, which is their over-the-shoulder kind of same circular style that Bottega Veneta has, woven, really oversized. I've seen so many gorgeous ones in suede and leather. I think since that came out, this kind of braided woven material has really come back in style very quickly. While the tote bag, kind of over the shoulder, circular, big bag has been in style for a while, I think the braided moment is new. And I'm really loving it because of how much texture it brings to an outfit. You could easily be wearing jeans, a t-shirt, let's maybe say a trench, and whatever pair of shoes. And that braided leather bag will really make that outfit pop. Especially as we're going into spring and summer, we all love a good beach tote. I think this is the perfect time to bring that into your wardrobe. Obviously, I've seen a lot of suede runs around, and suede, in my mind, is like to each your own, choose your own adventure when it comes to that. I know some people who only like to wear suede in the winter. Some people don't like to wear suede in the summer because it's too heavy. I am not really like, and I've said this on a few podcasts, like I don't put fabrics and colors to certain seasons. I wear colors and fabrics when I want and if it works with the look that I'm putting together for the day. I personally love a braided leather moment. Obviously, the Bottega one is incredible. Definitely the most expensive option you can get. But Mango has so many good ones right now. Amazon has so many that I've seen for a really long time. If you literally type in braided tote, there are so many options. I really love a brown or oxblood tote. And again, I know that those colors might feel fall winter, but I think when paired with, say, an all white look, white linen pants, white tee, flats, it really adds a lot of dimension to the outfit and it's quite cool. Like, I love just how laid back and easy that is. I don't like wearing all white in the summer. I don't like wearing all neutrals. I still like to bring those like grounded colors into my wardrobe. Also, I know I said Amazon, Anthropologie has really great ones. Anthropologie in general, if you're ever looking for a designer bag that you don't want to invest in, they make great dupes. I gotta say it. They just do. Like, they do a really good job with great materials, and I'm always really impressed with the bags that I'm seeing on there. So they make a great Bottega dupe. And then this other brand that actually a friend showed to me called Bembien, B-E-M-B-I-E-N, Bembien, I think. They make amazing summer bags. Just really good straw, woven, rattan, braided bags that are so cool and so different. Definitely go check them out if you're looking for a good new summer bag. Number six might surprise you guys. It's not so trendy. It's not something that I'm like seeing out in the world that's new, but I will say it's a piece that I think is so functional, so good for transitional dressing, and is a piece that everyone should have in their closet as they're going from like winter wear into spring, summer. It's a knit button down. We mentioned earlier, like a nice kind of easy linen or like cotton button down is great. But I recently went to ALC. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw me style them. But I went to ALC and got these two knit button down shirts. And while that might seem like an obvious addition to your closet, I can't tell you guys how much I've been wearing them as I transition from cooler to warmer weather. The shirts that I got are the ALC Fisher cardigans. I have it in navy and white, and I've been wearing it with everything. I wore my navy one with a great pair of navy trousers the other day, sweater over my shoulders, and it just felt perfectly seasonal. I wasn't just wearing a white t-shirt and a sweater. I was wearing this shirt that was a little bit more stylized and made my look way more fashionable. Because again, it's so easy to throw on just like a white tee with a pair of pants and call it a day. But I always think that you can really dramatically change an outfit with a cool top. Jeans and a white tee, great. But jeans and a cool top can really get you so much further. So I would look at these tops, again, the ALC Fisher cardigan. They're in the 250 range, but I love them again with a great pair of trousers. I love them under a blazer if I'm going out at night and it's a little bit cooler. I love it with the sweater over my shoulder. It's just kind of that quintessential transitional winter to spring, fall to winter top that will keep you warm, but also cool in any situation. If that Fisher cardigan from ALC feels out of budget, Buck Mason has one in the $150 range. Just type in knit button down, and Banana Republic has one for $70 in a bunch of different colors. And they actually also have a dusty blue. So again, you can knock out two of these in one piece just for $70. Number seven is probably the most fashion forward one I'm going to be telling you guys. And probably most seasonally confused piece that I'm going to tell you guys about. And that's a glove. Hear me out. I know you guys are probably like, wait, I've been wearing gloves all winter. I'm trying to get rid of my gloves. But I'm not talking about like a winter warm glove. I'm talking about a fashion glove. I know it's spring. I know we are wanting to get away from those layers. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say that gloves are literally everywhere right now. And yes, I know I just went to Fashion Month. I was in Paris. And I know that those collections are obviously showing for fall, winter of next year. And I saw at least six shows with gloves in it, from Valentino to Louis Vuitton. All of these shows had gloves in it. And while yes, come fall, we're going to be wearing them all the time, I do think that visual is going to creep into our subconscious a little bit for springtime. It was also all over red carpets. Chloe Sevigny at the Feud premiere was wearing these very short leather gloves with like a gorgeous white gown. Greta Lee at the SAG Awards was in a blue road dress with long black gloves. I think it's a great little moment for those who want to make a fashion statement. And look, again, you don't need to make this wintry. Okay, let's visualize an outfit together. You're going out for dinner, right? Maybe you've got a white midi skirt on with a really cute little like cropped leather jacket. And you're wearing just a little pair of like black gloves and like a black pointed toe heel. I think that's a really great transitional outfit that is still really fashion forward and cool at the moment. I also wouldn't be surprised if we see so many events over the summer, even wedding guests, people on your feeds, wearing like sheer, maybe chiffon, maybe lace glove to weddings and special events. I personally really love the idea of a glove. I said it in the episode 2 weeks ago where I was talking about gloves. Don't be surprised if you see me in a glove at my wedding. I love it. I think it's so refined, so chic, so cool, so kind of out of this world. Definitely high maintenance. Can't touch your phone. And if you have rings over the gloves, make sure you're watching those because they will easily slide off. But I'm totally here for the glove moment. I say don't be shy. Try it with different things. We've got a few weeks left of winter. I know that the East Coast is still in cold weather. So bring out those gloves. Make a statement, especially an opera glove. I think we're going to be seeing so much of that this year, whether it's a long leather opera glove or like a sheer white opera glove. It is definitely going to be around more than you guys think. I love the idea of like a beautiful, like maybe like floral printed dress for a wedding with like a little like colored sheer glove. Like so cool, so different. Go for it. While we are on the note of sheer things, number 7 is sheer layers. I think if there's anything that I'm seeing in runways, red carpets, even among like my fashionable friends, I have been seeing so much organza, so much tulle, so much lace, so many transparent fabrics. There have been so many brands on the runway that have been doing the sheer layering, from Tory Burch to Prada, Fendi, Alaya. It's just kind of been nonstop lately. And something I've really been paying attention to in fashion right now is kind of this resurgence of like feminine, romantic, kind of Grecian column style dressing. I feel like I've been seeing it everywhere. And I'm not surprised. We definitely went through that coquette trend really fast. It was really girly, really fun. Everyone was so into the bows, so into pink and gingham and collars that I'm not surprised that we evolved out of that into this kind of romance dressing era where everything is like flowy and like kind of left to the imagination. A few weeks ago, I got to wear that Prada organza dress that looks like it's blowing in the wind when you walk. And I truly kept walking around saying, I have never felt more beautiful. It moves while you move. I just loved how I felt in it. And I can see why it's literally everywhere at the moment. I even think about the dress that I got to wear to the Tory Burch show this fashion week in February. It was another one of those dresses on my fashion bucket list. So cool. The top was like a sheer mesh where the bra was sticking out. And then the skirt was like this like gorgeous mesh kind of like bubble skirt. I felt so beautiful. My niece thought I was Elsa. It was really epic. And I think just that material feels really good to wear. And again, flows with you. It feels really beautiful. So I think especially as we're going into spring and summer, we're going to be seeing a lot more of that like loose material. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are like, okay, I don't really like to be revealing. I don't like to like show my lingerie. And if that's the case, throw on a good slip underneath whatever it is that you potentially get that sheer. There are so many options to make these moments feel like you. If you are someone who's open to showing your lingerie, that's my best tip for nailing any of these kind of sheer moments. Again, that Tory dress was made because I was wearing a bra underneath that matched and you can see it and it just looked really cool. So if you're wearing like white organza, I would bring in kind of like a beautiful white lace underneath and really play with that layering. A few tops that I'm loving right now that are giving this kind of mesh moment. The Helsa sheer knit drape top is so beautiful. It's a sleeveless top that has this kind of draped moment right above the bust, but is covered and the top is sheer. So pretty. It comes in like a light pink and a black. And Reformation has a few of these tops as well. I really recommend if you're going for these like sheer, meshy tops, I would pair it with either a matching skirt or a silk black or white skirt. I think the key to nailing this, obviously, as I mentioned, the undergarments are really important. Either go for a lingerie or go for a slip. But also, I think the other key is like keep it moving. Everything needs to be really flowy and kind of move with you as you walk. Number 9, we're still continuing on the mesh trend. Let's talk about mesh shoes. You guys, I'm so unsure about this trend. I can't get by it. I truly can't. This trend was really made popular last year when Alaya came out with their mesh Mary Janes. They are a mesh flat that comes in a ton of different colors and have a strap that kind of goes over your foot, like a buckle fastening. I remember interviewing Gab Waller and asking her what kind of the number one item was from 2023 that she got hit up about nonstop. I was expecting her to say a bag or maybe like a Chanel shoe or something. And she told me it was the Alaya mesh shoe. I was beside myself. I was like, no way. Look, I don't think the shoes are ugly, but I think it's definitely like expanded into a whole category of shoe at the moment that I feel like every major designer is doing. Mango's doing them. Jeffrey Campbell's doing them. Tony Bianco's doing them. Alaya, The Row, Kate. This like mesh transparent shoe is everywhere. I'm either seeing like a proper mesh, like mesh tights, or I'm seeing this like transparent, like really small mesh material where you can like literally see your toes. Guys, I see them everywhere, so it's my duty to tell you guys about them, but I don't think I can get behind them. I feel like the actual like Alaya mesh, I can maybe get behind, especially with like a jean, maybe an all white outfit. Okay, I'll give you guys a shot. Even like the ones with the crystals all over it or like the studs. I went to dinner with a friend the other night and she was wearing like all black with the Alaya black Mary Jane studded flat. That I can get behind. I don't know if I can get behind nylon. They're nylon is what I was trying to describe earlier when I was like, they're either like the proper mesh tight or they're this other material. It's like a nylon. I can't get behind it. I can't. Especially the ones that are like $690 from The Row, like, and it's just like a mesh shoe where I can like see your toes. And like in the summer, like it's gonna get hot. Like, is it gonna get sweaty in there? Like, are we gonna see your sweaty toes? Like, talk to me. If anybody has them, let me know what goes down when it gets hot in the shoe. While I won't be wearing them, maybe I'll entertain like one of the Alaya Mary Janes because they're cute. But the mesh ones I can't get behind. However, again, here to tell you guys, and if you love them, I love that for you. Send me a photo of you in them. I think that they're going to continue to thrive all spring, all summer, and I think we're going to keep seeing them everywhere. I actually think, you know, at the beginning when I first saw these, I was like, okay, we're going to like keep them neutral. It's going to be like nudes, black, whites, maybe that like sparkle, the rhinestone. I'm actually seeing them like in colors now. I actually saw a baby blue pair this morning. I think we're going to see a greater expansion of the mesh shoe category. Didn't think we'd be here, but here we are. Okay, last but not least, number 10, the denim style that I think we're going to be seeing a lot of. And this is actually a direct result of, I think, the mesh shoe and the satin mule as well. And I've been seeing a lot of loafers out there. And that is why I think crop denim is going to be the denim that we see all summer. I actually do not have a pair. I just bought a pair from Levi's under $100 if you're looking for an affordable pair. I really love a straight leg denim, whether it's high-waisted or low-waisted, which I feel like we've really been in that era lately. I've always been kind of like in a straight denim that hits the ground because I feel like that really elongates me. I always felt like a crop denim made me look short. But the reality of that is it's actually all in the shoes that you're wearing. If you are someone who's wanting to try loafers for the first time, you're wanting to try Mary Janes, maybe you're wearing a new ballet flat, I really recommend pairing them with a crop denim because it allows you to see the shoe. And again, these shoes aren't giving you a lot of height or dimension. They really make you flat to the ground. They don't give you a lot of shape, especially if you're wearing a rounded ballet flat. Pointed shoes, especially pointed heels, give you height. Like a round toe will make you feel shorter. So that's why wearing like a low baggy jean with a ballet flat has never really been my go-to because it gives me zero shape. You really have to pay attention to your proportions when you're wearing flat shoes. So lean into those crop denim. Again, it will give you great proportions, will give you a little bit more height and length if you're wearing a flat shoe. Kate obviously makes a good pair, of course, a little bit more of an investment jean. They're around $500. I really love anything from A. Goldie, I think that's how you say it, A. Gold, on Revolve. I often get jeans from them. And I also, as I mentioned in the beginning, love Levi's. A lot of their jeans are under $100. They have a really wide color variety. So they're usually my first go-to when I'm looking for a new pair. I've never really been a crop denim girly, but now that I feel like I'm living in LA, I'm not so much in a sneaker anymore, and I'm leaning into these more kind of delicate shoe styles, like a soft loafer, a ballet flat. I definitely need something that helps my proportions a little bit and makes me look a little bit taller. I also really like I'm excited about the idea of like a white crop jean with like a white tee and a baseball cap for the summer. Like, I feel like that's very cute. Like, I'm definitely going to be wearing that. Little sweater over my shoulders. You guys know how I do it. Those are my top 10 items for spring. Again, I love doing this episode for you guys. It is such a great one practice for me as I'm like going through my closet and seeing the things I don't need and replacing it with items that I know I get a lot of wear out of. I also really try to make these not too trendy. There are one or two items in here, like, okay, a mesh shoe or the sheer layer moment, But I really try to make these items things that you're going to have in your closet for a really long time. I don't like to encourage you guys to wasteful buy. I love to find those pieces for you guys that you'll have in your closet all seasons and for many years to come. If you guys have any questions about today's episode, as always, shoot me a DM. I am always here for you guys to go through any of the pieces, any of the brands, any styling advice that you guys need. Before we wrap up the show, one quick favor for you guys. If you loved this episode, please go to the Apple Podcast page and leave me a review. It is one of those things that helps this show grow so much and helps other people find the show. And that's one of my biggest goals this year, is to grow this community and be able to bring you guys more incredible episodes and more things beyond that too. I hope you guys have an incredible week ahead. Happy Monday. Enjoy the week. I hope this sets you off on the right foot, maybe gives you a little bit of styling advice for the week and gets you excited for the new season ahead. I'll see you guys next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.